Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
It's the Round Ball Rock Podcast, starring Dave Schilling, Rory Sparrow, Winford Boynes, Joey Devine, Yami Sangodegi, Rich Simkus, Perry Bromwell, Sean Keane. Thanks to our Patreons, Queen Ozymandias, Brian Hickey, George Pagel, musical guest Avril Lavigne, and now the temporary host of Round Ball Rock, Joey Devine.
Hi, it's me, Joey Devine, your temporary host of Round Ball Rock, and we are back after a week off because I was sick, as you can probably hear now. So sorry about taking that week off, but we're back, baby, because season is here. Media Day was here. That voice you hear is Sean Keane. Sean, permanent co-host,
hey.
Keane.
Hey, how's it going? Sorry to jump in there. I just got so excited about Media Day, man.
So
I,
sick.
I got to say, the confidence level in my projected over-unders really swung, given some of the responses I saw from Media Day.
All I know is every team is going to run hard. They're mm-hmm. going to play faster. Everybody's lost between 25 pounds of fat, but added 45 pounds of muscle.
I was going to really make fun of the Lakers because Dwight Howard has said he lost 25 pounds and Avery Bradley said he lost 40 pounds. And then I learned that Golden State Warrior Omari Spellman claims that he has lost 40 pounds since Summer League.
Yeah. He said he weighed 315 pounds in Summer League. And now he claims he weighs 265, I believe.
Oh, man. Well, look, God bless all those guys. I'm sure all three of them are going to have a tremendous season.
I actually believe Dwight, though. I will say that because Dwight looks like the RZA now.
Well, he has claimed to have lost between 20 and 25 pounds three summers in a row.
But this time he looks...
I'm just saying he probably only weighs 195 pounds now.
He looks very almost emaciated, I would say.
I mean, there was an incredible story about how Frank Vogel was excited that Dwight Howard was hitting people so much in practice. And I don't think there's any way that could possibly backfire with this extremely healthy, youthful team.
Sean, did you see, by the way, Frank Vogel's press conference?
I did not watch it.
He opened it with, "Hey, what's up, Laker fans?" I swear to God, all depressed the same exact way.
Is he like a vlogger on the side? Because that sounds like... hey guys, hi Laker fans.
We can't talk about this much longer because we have a jam-packed show. It's the first of our division previews, which, if you remember last year, we do one per division.
Yeah.
Are there any other rules? We've retired some of the bits, I will say.
Yeah, I think we've said about all we can say about ass eating in the NBA.
And also being bold. That commercial hasn't run in 2 years.
Yeah, like the be bold now means putting out a movie in 2019 where a 75-year-old action star shoots a bunch of Mexican people.
Uh-huh.
Stallone is a real weirdo, guys.
I love him. I mean, I don't love his politics, but I love him.
Are you going to see Last Blood or Final Blood?
I don't
Blood
like the Rambo movies very much, honestly.
It's not really
the
like...
The first one's really good.
Yeah.
The rest of them are pretty bad. I always say that, like, the interesting thing about Sylvester Stallone is it seems like he uses up all of his humanity to play Rocky Balboa every couple of years. Uh-huh. And then is like a Hollywood monster. Rocky is Stallone's Dr. Jekyll. And I would say Rambo is his Mr. Hyde. It's like always at his like most hubristic and gross with bad politics. You know what I mean?
Yeah. He's fighting in like Afghanistan or, I mean, I heard that the inspiration for this movie was that, you know, Rambo's on the run. He's hiding out and they make a computer fight between him and like a village of peasants. And he decides he has to kill a few hundred more people.
So, Sean, what is our first division we're doing? And you wrote a little thing this year again.
I did. Last year, we compared the divisions to the cast of Friends. There's six of one, six of the other. This time, we're starting with the Atlantic division. And we're going to compare these divisions to the six members of the Oceanic Six from Lost. And I'm sure you're wondering which one the Atlantic Division is. It is, it's Kate. Kate, you remember Kate from Lost?
Yeah.
I do. All these teams blew up their rosters in the offseason. She blew up her dad's house. Mm-hmm. That's how she has weird visions like Kyrie. She is a fugitive who is constantly waiting to be punished for her crimes, mm-hmm. like James Dolan. She switches partners between Jack and Sawyer, like Kyrie Irving and Al Horford did. And she was rescued in a small boat on the ocean, just like Marc Gasol did to those refugees. And uh-huh. also, just like Kate, this division is fucking overrated. Bam, bam, bam.
Well, I also wrote a little thing.
Oh, good.
There's six. There are, of course, six divisions, and there are also, Sean, six members of Slipknot.
Oh, shit. Okay.
That
kind of clown rock band from Iowa? Is that how you describe them?
Sure. I'm going to say clown rock is fine, I guess. But yeah, the Atlantic Division is of course, number seven. Slipknot's guitarist. Uh-huh. So, Sean, which way do we want to go? Do we want to go from best or worst?
Either way is okay with me. I had them organized by their over-under total.
Oh, perfect.
But yeah, we could go either way.
Well,
let's start at the top.
Okay. All right, your first team in the Atlantic Division is, of course, the Philadelphia 76ers. Last year, they went 51-31. Third in the East, they beat the Nets 4-1, lost to Toronto 4-3 on the weirdest bounce ever. Their expected record is 48-34. They're eighth in offense, 15th in defense, and pace. Wow, you really went analytical here. Eighth. They said goodbye to Amir Johnson and Greg Monroe. Katie Heindel is shedding several tears right now.
Decide or something. I don't think Amir has signed anywhere yet either.
They also said goodbye, of course, to racist Philadelphia fan favorite TJ McConnell. And of course, he went from being a folk hero in Philadelphia to now he'll be a folk hero in Indiana.
Oh my God. That's like, I can't believe he wasn't already on that team. By the way, just so we're clear, Indiana now has three TJs.
Great.
Warren and Leaf.
They should hire TJ Ford to coach.
Oh, yeah, they really should.
They also said goodbye to actual folk hero, Boban Marjanovic. They said goodbye to racist Dookie JJ Redick. What happened to his secret family, though, Sean?
Well, I believe that so he lived, as we all know, he lived in Brooklyn. He played in Philadelphia. That's got to be the location of his secret family, right? I think, yes. I believe our official position is that he's said goodbye to both families. Because his wife got caught up in a preschool scandal in Brooklyn. And New Orleans is a good place to disappear, you know?
It's true. It is. It's the number. It might be the number one place to disappear, actually.
Yeah.
And, of course, they also said goodbye to Fortnite hater Jimmy Butler. So, game on, fellas! They re-signed Tobias Harris, James Ennis, and the emoji most Bates, Mike Scott. And they've said hello to Trey Burke, Warul Neto. Wow, a lot of Utah Jazz backup point guards going on. the draft pick Matisse Thybulle, Josh Richardson, and a boon for the Jewish population in the state of Pennsylvania, bar mitzvah man himself, Kyle O'Quinn.
Oh my God.
And their big free agent acquisition, a man who possibly invented refusing to play center for no reason, Al Horford.
He was kind of the king, although I believe Chris Webber actually pioneered that.
Yeah, but don't you think Chris Webber also just wanted to get away from Don Nelson and that was his excuse?
I mean, maybe. He didn't play center anywhere else.
It's fair point. Fair point. Well, he did play center for the Golden State Warriors.
Eventually, years later. Just in time to knock them out of the playoffs, even though they won 48 games.
The over-under, Sean. 55 wins. But before we answer the question, are they going over or under? I've got some more questions for you.
Hell yeah.
Answer these questions three. I'm the Atlantic Division fucking troll. This starting five has only one tattoo combined. Josh Richardson on his wrist. That's weird, right?
I think so. I was looking to see if there were other teams that were like that, and I believe the like 2013 Warriors started 4-5 tattoo free guys at the time. I mean, Steph Curry has since gotten a bunch of tattoos. I don't think Clay, Barnes, or Bogut have tattoos, and I'm pretty sure David Lee doesn't either.
I think Bogut does. But not where they're visible.
Yeah, right? I mean, that's
possible. I think he's got a Pepe the Frog on his ass, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right.
And it has the Hitler mustache. And also he has that weird gross drawing that, like, the worst internet people do where it's like, a man wearing a paper happy face while like crying under the mask. You know that one? Uh-huh. That disgusting internet art style that everyone hates.
I'm actually completely wrong about this. Andrew Bogut does have a big back tattoo. He says it has a bunch, some Australian stuff and some Croatian stuff in it too.
Probably that's racist.
Probably paramilitary.
It probably also says like it probably says terrible things about Aboriginal people, right?
And Steph Curry actually had a tattoo on the inside of his left wrist that said DCC. Well, he got that in college because it's the Davidson motto.
Yeah, good.
Trust, commitment, care.
Don't give our friend of the podcast, Corbin Smith, more reason to make fun of Steph Curry, please.
Yeah. Festus Ezeli, though, tattoo free. So he's got that going for him.
Anyway, they're just balancing because Mike Scott has so many tattoos, right?
David Lee just has his own initials over his right shoulder blade.
Yeah.
That's weird.
I mean,
when your initials are DL too, it makes Hughley. It seem like he's going to get injured or he is.
No, he's a big fan of the worst king of comedy.
Oh, yes. Okay. Sorry. Yes, you're correct. Sorry.
All right. Here's my question. Here's a real question for you, Sean. Uh-huh. This team got bigger than last season.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a weird choice?
Yes, because I felt like watching them last year, there were moments where it was like, this is the biggest basketball team I've ever seen.
Uh-huh.
And then they got a little bit, like Tobias Harris is now the starting small forward.
Yes. Finally living out Melo's dream.
Yeah.
of not having to play power forward ever.
Yeah, smart and final Melo is ready to go. And I mean, it makes sense in that they were absolutely terrible when Joel Embiid was not on the court in that Raptors series, and now he's just going to play 30 minutes a game all year instead of playing a ton of minutes at the start of the year for no reason, and Horford will just sub for him. So it's like Tobias Harris is the backup power forward, Al Horford's the backup center. So it makes sense. And then I guess Mike Scott is everyone's backup and bodyguard.
Uh-huh.
It does seem a little bit weird. I'm into them losing a JJ and a TJ. I think just in general, that's a good move.
But here's the question. We know, put TJ aside.
Uh-huh.
Because TJ, even though if I showed you a picture of TJ McConnell and told you his name was TJ McConnell and asked you, what do you think this guy does on a basketball court? Your first answer would be like, oh, he's like a three-point shooter, right? He could not shoot threes at all.
No.
But J.J. Redick was their only shooter last year.
Yeah, he shot a little under 40%. He's a very good shooter.
Are they missing some shooting?
I think yes. Yes, they are. I mean, Al Horford is weirdly I think he had the highest three-point percentage of anyone on the roster last year, I think. I mean, not counting Redick, but like of these guys on this team.
And Josh Richardson, his percentage will go up because they're not asking. The Heat asked him to like create his own shot a lot last year for reasons that I do not understand. But
yeah, I guess like Waiters was out or so. Yeah, he's what did he shoot last year?
It like
35, 36%. Yeah. He's a 37%. So it's not bad. It's more that I don't really think it's more that Ben Simmons not shooting at all from any kind of distance does make things a little bit weird in that. the thing that I noted, I thought their defense was a lot better than it actually was last year. And so that's the point where I'm like, maybe, maybe that is going to counteract the lack of Reddick shooting, that J.J. Reddick is no longer playing defense. I also assume, again, I don't have Synergy Sports Track or anything, but I assume that T.J. McConnell is probably not shutting guys down. Except in terms of, like, calling their, you know, like, asking to speak to their manager.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. I've got two more questions. We got to blow through them.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Brett Brown is 58 years old, Sean. How old is he going to look by the end of the season?
70. Yeah.
Because as I've explained before, Brett Brown looks like... he looks like if you were doing like a metrosexual update of Death of a Salesman.
Yeah, yeah, that's a very good description.
He looks like if the Queer Eye for the Straight Guys updated Willie Loman. That is what he looks like. But not the current Queer Eye, like the Bravo original Queer Eye.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he's going to look somewhere in between modern day Don Nelson and modern day Greg Popovich.
Okay. I like it. And he's 58. So
Pop is 70, I think.
Yeah. And I think Don Nelson's 75, right?
Yeah. He's pretty old.
All right. My final question, Sean. It's not one you wrote down.
Oh, okay.
Their rookie, Matisse Thybulle. Already hurt his ankle.
Oh.
What is he in for the rest of the year?
It's a good question, because last year they managed to poison Zaire Smith and almost kill him.
Uh-huh. What happened the year before?
I get was that, did Embiid miss most of the year that year?
No. You're forgetting a major piece of the 76ers puzzle.
Was that Ben Simmons missed the whole year? Yes, no. Ben Simmons missed the whole year with a foot injury.
That was not
ago,
last
right?
year, though. You're
oh, this
missing...
also happened last year.
Something happened, or, their first overall pick, who's no longer on the team, broke forever.
Yeah, he had thoracic outlet syndrome.
And they called it the yips.
Yeah, right. That scientific term, the yips. So that happened 2 years ago. Oh my god. Yeah, that's not good. Also, this is on the heels with Joel Embiid missing a couple years. Didn't Nerlens Noel sit out his first season too?
He sure did.
So I don't think you can count on Matisse Thybulle for a lot of minutes, Joey.
No, I don't think so.
Maybe in like 2 years, he'll finally take the court. Zaire Smith, I think, is still trying to gain the weight back.
Yeah, because he was allergic to something and they fed it to him and he almost died. All right. Next. Okay, Sean. Over under 55 wins for the Philadelphia 76ers.
I think it's an under. I mean,
wow.
I do think they're going to be better. Like, the defense should be really, really good. Like, that starting lineup is four pretty good defenders, I think. And then, I don't know that Tobias Harris is necessarily terrible, but also they went 51-31 last year, and I would pick them at, like, a 53-win team, so I would go under.
I'm taking the over, actually.
Oh, like that. Okay.
I think that this team, I think the rest of the East sucks ass, and this team is pretty good.
Yeah,
like, I expect to see this team in the Eastern Conference Finals.
I think that's right. I think so. Because, I'll get to it later, but, you know, I think some of the other teams in this division are not going to be as good as people think.
Yes. All right. Let's go to our next team, the dreadful Boston Celtics. Last year, they went 49-33, for fourth in the East.
Bill Simmons picked 67-15.
Yeah. They swept Indiana, got swept. I wish I'd said they went 67-whatever. they swept Indiana, got swept by Milwaukee. Coach Brad didn't get laid. Unfortunately, they had to say goodbye to Big Man and my favorite white man, Aaron Baines, Marcus Morris, everybody's favorite twin. Who doesn't love a twin? Terry Rozier, the heart of the team. Al Horford, oh God, see you later, Al. You stabbed us in the back, you freak. And the worst thing that's ever happened to Boston, and that includes that time those white people tried to stab that black guy in the heart with an American flag. Kyrie Irving. But it's going to be a good year. They got rookies, Grant Williams, who is very short and fat, but the analytics love him. They got a guy named Romeo Langford, who I think was a character in the football movie The Replacement, starring Keanu Reeves. They also got rookie Carson Edwards, who I don't know if you believe this, Joe House, but I saw him in Summer League. I think he could be rich man Steph Curry.
Oh, I can't believe that, Bill. That's my kid. Sorry, I'm in 27 strip at once.
They also brought in Enes Kanter, which I'm not going to say anything about because I actually support the dictator in Turkey. And finally, they brought in the greatest player in the history of the Boston Celtics. Somebody who's going to help us win it all. He's going to prove how big of a genius our man Coach Brad is. They brought in Kemba Walker. Sure, he's 5'9", but he's got the heart of a champion. No Ewing theory here. All right, Sean. Boston's front court defense. Let's talk about that. It looks pretty terrible, right?
If you're it looks really bad.
Enes Kanter for Al Horford. What white big man can they add midseason?
Oh, that's a good question. So I think they never want to bring anyone back because the media's already like diced up the corpse by that time. So I'm thinking maybe Miles Plumlee joins this team because otherwise their defenders at power forward are, Jason Tatum and Grant Williams, and then they've got Kanter and Robert Williams. I don't know. Like, is Taco Fall going to make the team now?
Taco Fall is for sure making this team. But,
so I guess that's their defensive presence now.
I think they're playing Time Lord a lot, baby. And you know how much I hate calling him Time Lord. But yeah. I think Lob Williams is going to get some run here.
I mean, I think they might have to start playing like Marcus Smart at center.
I mean, what they're going to play Hayward at the four, right? Isn't that actually the answer? Hayward,
I mean,
Tatum,
I guess,
Brown together.
Well, wait, playing who together? Tatum, Hayward, and Brown together.
Yeah, and then
with Smart and Kemba.
Well, that's really small. Or I mean. I don't know. I mean, this team doesn't make any sense to me. I'm going to be honest. It's very weird. It's a weird team.
Right. And it's like, oh, they're going to play hard. They're going to defend and they're going to play the right way. And I guess that's right. But, you know, Kemba Walker is a good player. Just it does not seem like their defense is going to be great.
I like Daniel Tice, actually. I think he could be an Aaron Baines replacement. So they replaced that guy. I don't know about the rest of the team, but
I mean, I'm looking at Daniel Tice and I'm like, yeah, I guess I can see that.
I mean, I don't think he's a starting center or anything, but I think he's like, he can play center for them.
Supposedly, he's 27. Supposedly the team wants to let those centers run.
I mean, people actually like Grant Williams. People that I trust know things about basketball.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Basketball. He was, wasn't he, like, way up there on those Cosmos draft rankings?
I think he's short and, again, round, but has, like, super long arms. So, I don't know. He might be their starting center. Whatever.
Yeah. No, it's just a really small team. Just, especially just considering what we just heard from Philadelphia, because, okay, so normally you're countering a team like Philadelphia. You've got like a smaller, quicker lineup, and guys are just going to be shooting threes. Boston does not really have the three-point shooting necessarily, though.
No.
Like Marcus Smart's not going to help you. I don't think Jaylen Brown particularly shoots three as well. And then Tatum's
should shoot threes, but instead he likes to dribble. Instead he likes to dribble two times into a contested long two.
So yeah, so I don't know if that's a very good matchup. I mean,
honestly,
Boston.
The answer might be playing Tatum at center,
which just seems crazy.
I don't know. Wasn't he playing center for the seventh place FIBA World Cup team in Boston?
Oh, you're right. You're right. Never mind. He's got the experience now.
Let's bring that up, actually. Four of Boston's players combined to finish seventh at the FIBA World Cup. Is there any reason to think they'll do better in the NBA playoffs?
No. Like, they couldn't handle Luis Scola, right?
There's a yes, and it's because there are definitely more NBA teams in the East that are worse than some of those FIBA World Cup teams.
Yeah, like, how would Serbia do against the Washington Wizards this year?
Dominate.
Yeah. Yeah, they should be... Okay, they are probably going to be better than 7th.
I mean, people... Look, I don't want to skip ahead here.
Uh-huh.
But people have the Orlando Magic at, like, 3rd in the East this year.
I mean, it's weird because they sort of got way better once they realized that Mo Bamba was not ready this season.
I'm just saying, I think this team could still beat the Orlando
Magic. Right. You're right. That's fair.
As much as I hate to give Danny Ainge a compliment, if that's a compliment, I guess it is. All right, our final.
I honestly like the guys they drafted. I just don't.
Yeah, me too. I like Carson Edwards.
Yeah, he rolls. Even Langford's like that's where you should pick him if you're going to take him.
Yeah.
I just don't know that any of them are going to be that helpful this year, except maybe.
Grant Williams might.
Grant Williams
he was really good in summer league. Not that that means anything, as us Anthony Randolph stands know.
Yeah. I do like that it's going to be such a weird team, though. Like, Grant Williams at center. Why not? Like, is he... He's like their second best option.
All right, let's talk about Jaylen Brown.
Yes.
Jaylen Brown says he and the Celtics are far apart on a contract extension.
Yeah.
How long will it take for the Boston media to start running Brown out of town?
I'm going to say there's going to be a little bit of rumbling when the official date comes past, even if there's no hope and they're both like, no, we're just going to become restricted. So that's around like a week before Halloween. Mm-hmm. Is that when you have to make that decision? So I'm going to say that Thanksgiving, that's going to be the point when we start hearing rumors about how he's a bad teammate, or that like that you're hearing that he's focused on his contract and he's not focused on the team. And there will be some like, Hayward looks better than him in practice.
I actually don't think it's going to happen. Because I think they're going to be too focused on Jason Tatum not being an MVP again.
Oh, well, right. I forgot that he's on the hot seat now.
Because, look, I like Jaylen Brown more than I like most of the players on the Celtics. And I think, based on what Danny Ainge has done pick-wise, I think he's going to have to sign him.
Do you think he's going to get that extension or just wait till he is restricted?
I don't know. But he's not going anywhere. He's going to have to sign him. You know what I mean?
I mean, you'd think, but... You're never safe in that town.
It's true.
Mookie Betts won the MVP last year. He's about to get traded. They fired their GM less than 12 months after winning the World Series.
Well, they had to keep the guy named JD.
Well,
which guy sounds more Boston, Sean?
Mm-hmm.
JD or Mookie?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
Even with that Latino last name, they're going to be like, no, we got to keep this dude.
All right. Over-under's 49.5. What do you think, Sean?
Man, you're convincing me by how terrible the East is. But, like, on paper, I just don't see how this is a 50-win team.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, they're going to be better in the regular season. They're just going to lose in the playoffs.
Right.
I'm going to say I'll pick them at exactly 50 wins. I'm going over and I hate it.
I am also going over and I hate it. All right, your world champion, Toronto Raptors. Oh. Last year, they went 58-24, good for second in the East. They beat Orlando 4-1, the 76ers 4-3, and the Bucks 4-2. I'm not sure I remember what happened in the finals.
I don't know.
I just know I'm getting sick again thinking about it. All right, their expected record, 56-26. Which that seems wrong. Their offense, fifth and
all. They overshot
by 2 wins. Got it.
Yeah, yeah.
They were fifth in offense, fifth in defense, and only 15th in pace. They said goodbye to NBA champion Jody Meeks, NBA champion Jeremy Linsanity, NBA champion Danny Green, and Kawhi the board man Leonard. They did bring back Patrick, personal three-peat McCaw.
They had to pay Pat Riley a percentage on that.
He's going for his personal four-peat this year.
Uh-huh.
Wait, what did Pat Riley, what was his 4-1?
Forward.
Oh, it's so bad.
It's so terrible.
and they lost all those guys, and they brought in Stanley Johnson, Rondae Hollis-Jefferson, who are like the same guy, basically.
Stanley Johnson and Rondae Hollis-Jefferson?
Yes.
Yeah. Stanley Johnson was, like, a better high school player.
Yeah. And they also brought in Cameron Payne, who, friend of the pod, Julian Rodriguez, once described as the city mouse to Alfred Payton's country mouse.
Now, I listed this as a question, Joey. I'm just going to bring it up now. Don't Stanley Johnson and Rondae Hollis-Jefferson absolutely seem like guys that would be on, like, the 2008 Raptors?
Yes, absolutely. Because they're thick boys. They're not long guys. They're thick guys.
Yeah, yeah. I like it.
All right, my first question for you, Sean. Is it a sign of the decline of the American empire under Trump that we surrendered the NBA title to Canada?
Yes, and that's why I think we need an electrified moat at the Canadian border full of snakes and alligators.
I think that's why we're impeaching Trump, so we can get the NBA championship back.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, we don't want the Raptors to visit the White
House. Like, who cares about the rule of law? That went out the window 3 years ago. It's about getting the NBA championships back.
Yeah. We invade for the Larry O'Brien trophy and nothing else.
And let's be honest, the rule of law went out the window in around 2001. All right, Raptors have 4 contract year guys. Lowry, Gasol, Ibaka, Van Vliet. Is this good motivation? Or is this the year Masai finally gets his wish and gets to blow up this team?
Yes. So your theory has been that Masai Ujiri has been wanting to blow up the Raptors
since he took this job.
But they've just been too good to do it. And then he managed to flip franchise player DeMar DeRozan for Kawhi. I kind of think it's both, because I do think all of these guys are guys who are going to be motivated to get that last contract. I mean, Van Vliet, it's not his last contract, but the other three guys, I think it is.
Uh-huh.
Especially if Serge Ibaka has to declare his actual age this year.
I think Lowry gets another contract, actually.
Well, like,
not
he's
a huge
gonna
one,
get...
but I think he gets like a 3 or 4 year deal around 12 from somebody.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. I mean,
yeah.
This sorry, the contract they get this summer their last. Their last one. That's all I mean. I mean, I think Kyle Lowry is going to continue to be a good basketball player for as long as he wants to be.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's great. I think it's good for both reasons. Like,
mm-hmm.
I think they will be motivated, and I also think Masai is just going to be able to, like, sit back. And my guess, if I had to guess, is that maybe one of those guys gets traded, but I think he'll probably just keep them all.
Let
the contracts expire.
I don't want to. We'll talk about keeping them. I also think he's keeping them all too.
At least give him a shot at defending the title.
All right, Sean.
We saw what the Celtics look like this year. Jesus.
My next question is: will Nick Nurse join Broken Social Scene? Is this the year?
Yeah, I think they're down to only 17 members right now, so they've got a couple of spots open. Yes.
I think they're a little too hard for him. He's joining Stars.
Do you think he could do a duet with Feist?
Sure. But still, there's a lot of noise in a Broken Social Scene song. You know what I mean? Stars is like softer Broken Social Scene. He's joining Stars.
Okay.
their over-under is 46. Sean, what do you got?
I'm a solid over guys. Like, you look at this team and you look at the Celtics, and it's...
Again...
The Celtics are, like, more famous, but...
Adults just win basketball games. I say this every year.
I mean, okay, so they are not going to be as good with Kawhi. Are they going to be 10 games worth? Okay, so Kawhi's out and Danny Green is out. Both very good players.
Yes.
But... they're going to be 12 games worse. I just don't really see it.
Me either.
They're a pretty deep team.
Yeah. And they still have Pascal Siakam.
Yeah. Yeah, they have Pascal Siakam, who's going to be an all-star. And Marc Gasol is still good. And I don't know. Like, I don't think it's going to be such a giant drop-off from Danny Green to Norman Powell.
No,
maybe the depths of the bench aren't going to be as good, but you know, maybe Stanley Johnson figures it out a little bit. Like, you have to realize they won the NBA title with zero from OG Anunoby.
Yeah, who's
well, I think is pretty good.
Yeah,
yeah. So I don't know. I think that over under is a little bit low.
Yeah, me too. I think it's like 48.
Yeah.
All right, Sean. The Brooklyn Nets. Last year, they went 42-40. Good for sixth in the East. They lost to Philly 4-1. Their expected record last year was 41-41. 19th on offense, 14th in defense. Their pace was 11th. They said goodbye to slammed up hero and champion Travion Graham. Rondae Hollis-Jefferson. Jared Dudley, bye-bye, JMZ. DeMarre Carroll, who I don't think a lot of people even realized he was still on the team. Ed Davis, Allen, Pincers Up, Crab, and D'Angelo. D'Lo, ice in his veins. Don't tell any secrets around him or he'll film them. Uh-huh. Russell, they did say hello, though. To weird NBA retread Lance Thomas, Henry Frankenstein Ellinson, Wilson, the man with the dirtiest mouth in the NBA, Chandler, poor man's Etuan Moore, Garrett Temple, younger Damari Carroll, Torian Prince, a guy they signed for zero reason other than he is literally like he's the turtle of the NBA now, DeAndre Jordan. And they said hello, of course, to the Galaxy Brain Twins, KI and KD, Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant. Bring in those Galaxy Brains. All right, Sean, my first question. We heard all season about how good Brooklyn's team chemistry was. Uh-huh. Are they tempting fate by trading away half the team that had that chemistry? And also replacing their young, promising starting center that everybody loves with DeAndre Jordan because he's friends with some assholes?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that seems... It seems like a lot of the non-basketball things that you have, I think you lose them when the players go. I don't think they always talk about like organizations, but like, I don't know. That's like seven guys came out, seven new guys in. Like
they still have that GM who stormed the referee locker room to threaten to fight a referee. Don't forget.
Yeah,
they do still have that guy.
I do think, you know, Kyrie is better than D'Angelo Russell, but, you know, he'll win some games by himself. But, like, it's going to take a while for them to kind of gel and figure out how to play together. And, you know, they're not going to get KD at all this year. So.
Well, yeah, because the protector won't let him play.
Yeah, that's right. we'll get to that. It does feel like they are tempting fate. It does feel like they, you know what this reminds me of, actually?
Uh-huh.
The 99-2000 Orlando Magic had Doc Rivers as the coach, and they had gotten all these young guys. It was like the year before they were making the push to sign Duncan, McGrady, and Grant Hill.
Uh-huh.
And they were like this really fun team, and they were really scrappy, and I think they missed the playoffs by like a game. Mm-hmm. And then they got rid of everybody. But anyway, yeah, but look, I also don't think that it is at all a make or break season.
Right.
It's not like DeAndre Jordan's getting older and declining or anything.
Well, and DeAndre Jordan was so good with the young Mavericks last year. You know,
stealing rebounds from Luka Doncic,
like,
and pouting all the time,
elbowing him in the head.
I mean, it seems like a bad move for Jared Allen.
And Jared Allen rules.
Well, it's weird because of what DeAndre Jordan's reputation is. Uh-huh. Whereas I think DeAndre Jordan is a pretty good offensive player, but a really overrated defensive player.
Yes.
Isn't this team gonna kind of suck on defense, Joey? Like, who are the plus defenders we're bringing in here?
I mean, isn't Torian Prince is pretty, he's okay, right?
Like,
he's like DeMar Carroll. I think. I mean, I might just be saying that because they were both Hawks and have that bad haircut.
Right. No, I think Torian Prince is probably going to be pretty good for this team.
Yes.
By the way, can I tell you, I accidentally glanced at the tattoo site again, but they were describing Richard Jefferson's shoulder as one of the most universally derided tattoos in NBA history.
It's so bad. all right. We need to move on, though.
Yeah.
Here's my question about DeAndre Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
It's clearly going to stunt. We can both agree it's going to stunt Jared Allen's development, right?
Yeah.
And he was a real jerk last year on both teams, correct?
I agree, yes.
Is he another... Are he and Blake, like, just more proof that Chris Paul really is, like, soul-sucking? Is he like a... Like a basketball soul vampire?
I kind of think so, yeah.
I think so, too.
Like, DeAndre, it accelerated because they made the commercials together.
Yeah.
It, like, broke his spirit, basically.
Clutch, no! He's not even in that one.
Yeah, he didn't.
But here's what they should do with DeAndre, right? Kenny Atkinson should get... Paul Pierce and Blake Griffin to trap DeAndre in his house, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. That should be a big priority. And you could do it like at Christmas time and trick him, and then he's in his house forever.
All right. And it wouldn't be a round ball rock without talking to psychedelic Kyrie Irving.
That's true.
So for those of you that didn't see Kyrie Irving at Media Day this year, here's a little bit of psychedelic Kyrie reading a real quote from Kyrie.
You have to go inside the mind of a competitor, and realize that a lot of people have responsibilities for why that ended up happening the way it happened on a national scale. We all know Kay was not ready to play in that environment. We all know, whether people want to admit it or not. He was out 31 days, and we put him on a national stage in the finals to end up selling a product that came before the first heaven. And now I'm here to protect the protector. And I'm going to be the protector of that all throughout the year and not allow people to infiltrate the circle.
All right, Sean, what psychedelic conspiracy theory is Kyrie really going to embrace this year?
So he's gotten to moonlighting. I think he's going to get deep into the JFK assassination this year. I think he's matured. You know, he's passed chemtrails. He's passed the moon landing. You know, he signed a long-term deal. It's time for him to prepare for, you know, the declassification of all that JFK stuff.
I get it. I think it's the Denver airport. It's always the Denver airport. all right,
might be why he didn't go to the Western Conference, honestly.
Their over under is 44.5, I believe.
It's different a couple places, but yeah, I think you're right. 44, it ranges between 44 and 45.5.
All right, let's
it's dropped a lot.
Let's say 45. Then, right? Okay. Or 44. Let's say 44. Sean, are the Nets going over or under?
I think they're going under. I do. I mean, it's weird because it's a low number, but I still kind of see them as like 43 wins. I will specifically say I think they're going to be bad at the beginning of the year.
I think they're gonna, again, the East is so bad. They're getting to 44. Not much over 44, but like 44, 45, I could see it. All right, Sean.
It's kinda low.
It seems really low. I don't love,
you know, I'm gonna say over if it's 44. I wouldn't bet it over if it was 45, but I think they're gonna hit like 44 or 45.
I mean, they only have to be two games above 500 to hit 44.
Yeah.
All right, Sean. The New York Knicks. Last year they went 17-65, the worst record in basketball. They also did not get Zion Williamson. They said goodbye to the mini Kristaps, Luke Kornet. Noah Vonleh, Lance Thomas, Emmanuel Mudiay, DeAndre Jordan, and Mario Hezonja. And you'd think they're saying goodbye to all those guys, they have to get better, right?
You'd think.
Nope, they signed Wayne Ellington, Iggy Brazdeikis, who we love. Mm-hmm. I want to go on the record here. Iggy Brazdeikis fucking rules. But Elfrid Payton, who is somehow more depressing than Emmanuel Mudiay, Reggie Bullock, Bobby Portis, Taj Gibson, Marcus Morris, Julius Randle, and the third overall pick, RJ Barrett.
Mm-hmm.
My first question, which teammate is Portis most likely to punch?
Ooh, this is a good question. He is not going to punch Taj Gibson. That's too scary. I could see Marcus Morris punching him, but I don't think Bobby Portis is going to punch Morris. So I'm going to say he's going to be punching down, and it's going to be Elfrid Payton. And it's going to be like Alfred Payton when he's not looking, too.
This to me is an obvious answer. It's Kevin Knox.
Oh, well, yeah.
You've seen Kevin Knox, right? He looks like a guy who got punched by a veteran who was weirdly intimidated by him. Even though, again, Kevin Knox was, I think, the worst player in basketball last year.
I think that's what, he could have been.
All right, who's going to block Kevin Knox the most?
I think Taj Gibson is going to get a lot of minutes, but he's going to get blocked by Marcus Morris, who ends up playing three all the time.
I want you to know David Fizdale said today that he plans on full court pressing a lot.
Oh, my God.
With this roster.
Why? The guards on this team are insane. Like, they're going to full court press with Reggie Bullock? So weird. I mean, I guess you look and you're like, Julius Randle, Elfrid Payton, I can kind of see it. And then you're like, oh, Taj Gibson, Marcus Morris, Bobby, all of those guys full court pressing?
Look, I'm telling you right now, Knicks fans are going to like one player on this team, and it's going to be Iggy Bresdy. Right?
I mean, he seems like the one that, just because RJ Barrett could be perfectly fine, but he's so likely to be disappointing. And he is like the face of the franchise now somehow.
Yeah.
I mean, they still have Frank, right?
Yeah, who they hated last year. Remember, mm-hmm. they kept screaming about why won't he play, and then he would play, and they'd be like, he's terrible, don't play him.
Yeah.
I mean, that's who you full court press with, I guess. Frank and Elfrid Payton. Like, if mm-hmm. you're not going to shoot well, at least be long, I guess.
Right, yeah.
Who do you believe in less, Kevin Knox or RJ Barrett, Sean?
Boy, I guess I believe in Kevin Knox less, but it's close. Like, Kevin Knox, when I look at him, I'm like, well. And Barrett, I really did not enjoy in college, but I have to admit that he probably has more of the, like, skills that translate to the NBA better. I don't know. I would have really been bummed to have the third pick and end up with him, but he's probably going to be okay. All right. Knox, I could see being like a real bust.
All right, Sean. The Knicks are going to be bad, but with all their moves, are they going to be not unbelievably shitty like last year?
I think yes, but like barely. But it is
worse.
They can't. I mean, they just didn't, like, lose anyone useful, except maybe Lance Thomas.
I mean, Vonleh was actually pretty good last year for them.
Yeah. But, you know, just, like, having Wayne in, well, and now I'm thinking about all the guys they traded in the Porzingis deal, but...
Oh, yeah, we forgot. They still have Dennis Smith Jr., too.
Smith Jr., their starting point guard, yeah, we forgot
he
about.
He should be their face of their franchise, I guess.
It's just like a lot of guys I don't really particularly like.
Dennis
they
Smith,
can't, but Frank. They're not going to be worse, but I'm still, look.
All
let's
right,
just,
let's say it. They're over-under is 27.5.
Under.
Under. Way under. I think they're going to win, like, they're not going to win... They're not going to be the worst team in the East, but that's because there's a team in the East that is, like, very clearly the worst team in basketball.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they're going to be close.
It just, the team just doesn't make any sense
it
at all.
It looks like 22 wins to me, max.
Because, like, it's possible that none of these young players pan out at all. And it's also possible that a lot of these older guys are done.
Uh-huh.
You know? Like, I do think Randall will be decent and Bobby Portis will do Bobby Portis things, but it's possible that, like, Payton, Smith, Knox and Barrett are all really bad. And it's not like there's a chance that would happen. Yeah. So that's like a 40% chance that a bunch of those guys just suck.
Literally the young guy I have the most confidence in being an NBA in the NBA 5 years from now is Iggy Brasdeikis.
Yeah, or
and it's because I watched him in Summer League and I was like, oh, this is like a slightly better Jonas Jerebko. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I guess I probably believe in Alonzo Trier as well.
Oh, yeah, I also like Alonzo Trier, yeah.
What a weird team. It just seems like, it also seems like, okay, I know they were just trying to get guys on, like, one-year and two-year deals, but, like, this is a recipe for a lot of players being really unhappy.
Uh-huh.
And they're only either young or old.
Mm-hmm.
There's one guy who's in his prime, and
Julius
that's
Randle. Yeah,
yeah.
Well, I guess Portis is right.
Yeah. But
also Portis, boy. Morris, Randle, Knox. They all play the same position too.
Right, and you kind of don't have a small forward. Like you look
at
the
RJ Barrett, right?
I mean, maybe it. I guess it is. I guess it's got to be right.
I don't know, man. All I know is have fun, Harrison Barnes, RJ Barrett, too.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the team, and it's like, God, this depth chart. I guess they've got Barrett listed as shooting guard, being backed up by Trier and Ellington. Bobby Portis is listed as the backup center. It's a weird team.
All right, look. We don't know anything about basketball, though. We're always very clear about this. We're in it. We watch it. We're in it for the stories, not so much the analytics. Luckily, we do have some experts who do know about the numbers when it comes to the National Basketball League. So it's time once again for the podcast within a podcast, Slammed Up. With Brett Slamson and Randy Ledoux.
This is Slammed Up with Brett Slamson and Randy Ledoux. Analytics, friendship, efficiency, and promo codes. These guys are fucking dorks.
Hello, and welcome to the Slammed Up Analytics podcast, the only analytics podcast embedded in another less serious, more comical, I guess, podcast. I am your host, Brett Slamson, and with me as often is Randy Ledoux. Randy, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing okay. How are you, Brett?
Oh, I'm amazing. As you know, I have been taking a cross-country trip across North America, checking out America's greatest legal brothels. I did the first leg of the trip to the Mississippi with my common law wife, second stretch up to Canada with my mistress, and then on the return trip was just with my side piece. And it was incredible. It was a sexual smorgasbord, I'm still a little tingly from the trip. Randy, how did you spend your summer?
Oh, I got a job. As you know, I have a background in politics.
Yes, we do know that, yes.
And I have been, well, until very recently, I was working the campaign for presidential candidate Marianne Williamson.
Oh, wow. Well, Marianne Williamson. I once got to third base with Marianne Williamson at a seminar. She's could be a leader of the country. How's that going for you?
Not great. I was hospitalized briefly.
Oh no!
When she tried to purify me with sage, the sage, the sage was larger than I was, and it smoked me out, and I got smoke inhalation, sage inhalation.
Ooh, that's brutal. That's tough for your body.
On the plus side, my lungs are pure now.
Well, that that's good. Did you feel like there was some bad juju, possibly some bad vibes happening there?
I mean, no. I felt pretty good before, and now I feel terrible.
Oh no! Well, I hope you can stick with the campaign. Are you ready
now? I have sage lung.
Ooh, that's rough. That's how my grandfather died, actually.
I also got lost in her crystals.
Oh no! Because of the reflections.
No, she just has a Scrooge McDuck vault full of crystals.
Oh dear!
And I fell in it. I was trapped in there for 2.5 weeks.
Oh no, that's got to be tough on your eyesight, just going from some reflective crystal to reflective crystal.
But I feel pretty good. It's cool.
Okay,
she's out of the way.
I misunderstood what you said when you texted me that you were in a crystal hole, and so I'm sorry about those pamphlets for drug rehabilitation that have probably been bombarding your residence at this point. Mm-hmm. I apologize.
It's okay. I've been using them as a blanket.
Oh, well, that's good. That's good. Randy, are you ready to preview the Atlantic Division?
Sure.
All right. Well, let's just get started. But before we get started, we have to talk to, of course, one of our sponsors. This is a fantastic sponsor that, you know, they're new to the podcast, but we're always ready. The new product is called Trajan Langdon's Lambskin Trojans. Pelicans GM and Hall of Fame Coxman Trajan Langdon has a smooth, silky jumper, but there's nothing smoother and silkier than making love using a Trajan Langdon lambskin Trojan. You feel so much pleasure. Oh, you'll slap the floor with your penis. Their slogan is, "Let this blue devil keep you from getting blue bald." It comes in various sizes, from the beefier Elton Brand model to the slimmer and feistier Wojo model. When it comes to STDs, like the real Trajan Langdon, this provides very little defense, so always get tested with new partners and Trajan Langdon's Lambskin Trojans. Alaskan assassinate that pussy. And you can get a sample 3-pack of Trajan Langdon's Lambskin Trojans with promo code 7-day waiting period for blood test results. It's easy to remember. We talk about it all the time on the podcast.
We do!
So thank you, Trajan Langdon's Lambskin Trojans. All right, so moving on to another team associated with the beefy Elton Brand, the Philadelphia 76ers. Randy, do you have any thoughts on the Sixers?
I sure do. The way that they have changed direction from Sam Hinkie's brilliant numbers and analytics-based team-building scheme is one of the most depressing things in the world. I was looking at their team roster, and the fact that they signed a player over 30 and have attempted to win games instead of constantly attempting to lose them.
Right.
Made me literally want to drink a thimble full of Everclear.
Oh, no. That's terrible, Randy. But yeah, you're talking about
Al Horford. When I look at the roster, I want to be blind.
Whoa.
Shooting. The only way you could switch with this team is if you were playing the 1981 Houston Rockets.
Well, I would say also you mentioned Al Horford. He is legally dead at this point.
Of course,
he is a reanimated cop. He is a switchy zombie out there, and it's they haunt the opponents, but this is going to haunt their financial bottom line for years.
This is proof that you should never hire players to do anything.
Never. What do they know?
Only computers know the game of basketball. Computers and people who are into stocks and bonds.
Mm-hmm. Like you want a venture capital? Yeah. Well, you also have a stock market.
I have an Acorns account that is going wild now. Returns are incredible.
I have to say, I thought you were talking about literal acorns there because you're so tight.
I also have that because I'm very small.
Yeah. Well, I think that the real problem with this team is losing Jimmy Butler's incredible sexual energy. That that animates the team, keeps the locker room on their toes, just so much testosterone and passion just on the court. They're going to miss that, combined with Ben Simmons breaking up, getting dumped by Kylie Jenner, and we may be looking at a cuckfest here, Randy.
They're
not even going to play. They're going to want to watch another team win the NBA title. That's what they get off on.
They already did that.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying they're going to chase the dragon.
Okay. Do you like? Do you think Ben Simmons shoots with the wrong hand?
You know what? I think he should actually be shooting with his foot. I watched him playing a little soccer scrimmage out there, and I'm convinced that he is both right-handed and left-footed. So he's got to switch all that stuff up. But mainly, he's got to get over his cowardice.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. A computer's not afraid to shoot.
Oh, go ahead.
I said the computer's not afraid to shoot, so...
The computer that wore tennis shoes is the greatest basketball player of all time.
You're absolutely right. You probably read my 10,000-word Medium piece on that. The greatest basketball players of all time are, of course, first, the computer who wore tennis shoes. Second would be Bugs Bunny in the movie Space Jam. And then number three is, of course, the professor from Flubber.
Speaking of Medium articles, did you read my Medium article?
About how
Jerry Sandusky is innocent?
Yeah, where were you getting that research, Randy?
10,000 hours of it, baby.
I guess.
Okay, the tobacco lobby, they gave it to me.
Can I ask, did you write that immediately after escaping your 2.5 weeks in the crystals?
Maybe.
Okay. All right. Well, let's move on to the Boston Celtics, one of our favorite general managers, Danny Ainge, one of our least favorite coaches, Brad Stevens.
He's the best.
I just can't reconcile his sexual behavior with an adult man.
Players wanted to sign there because of how good he was at coaching the All-Star game.
I think that All-Star games should be abolished, and if I have a new location for the All-Star game for 2020, I would move it to the Circle of Hell. So, sorry, Chicago, the All-Star game is where any non-competitive basketball belongs, in the trash, boiling alive in a river of the molten dead. So Boston. Their big transition is going from Kyrie Irving to Kemba Walker. I got to say this is a problem because they have lost nearly a point of Vorp in that process. And they've also lost a lot of Gorp as Jaylen Brown has convinced Jason Tatum to give up raisins. So that's...
Oh, that's bad.
It's going to be tough on their hikes.
How's he going to get the fiber?
I don't know. I think he may be starving himself in order to get another contract. It's a common device you see for prisoners or people like Jaylen Brown who are still shackled to a rookie contract. Hmm. What do you think is going on with the team, Randy?
I think replacing, dead man Al Horford and letting him go to a division rival.
Right.
For almost no reason. Is an excellent move because they're replacing him with Grant Williams, as we all know.
Cheap.
Youth and second round or late first round contracts.
You're looking at about 9 years of controllability.
Exactly. Sure, rookies are generally not very good their first year, but the flexibility is more important than winning basketball games. As we all know, cap flexibility is much more important than winning basketball games. So, of course, just another stunning move that is sure to pay off by the genius of our times, Danny Ainge.
Yeah, he is a brilliant man. He's fueled by the efficiency of not using his brain for any food related decisions at any point. And that leaves him that's brain space he can use for analytics and deals. I think it's great that the entire team, they've gotten rid of those redundant big men. It's going to be very small. It's going to be extremely switchy. It's going to be kind of like, you know, have you seen the Jack Black film Gulliver's Travels?
It's going to be like that.
Oh, that's right. Randy, they're your team. Just a bunch of tiny, smart guys just roping a big guy.
Yes, taking him down. Yes, I once trapped a fat man in your backyard.
Oh, that's right. I remember that. That was a real insurance liability, Randy.
Well, you know, sometimes Randy's got a Randy.
That is your motto. Speaking of getting Randy, we've got a new sponsor. And it is let me just tell you this. I love waffles. I've actually given up drinking beer, so I have more room in my stomach for breakfast pastries. But I want a frozen waffle that seduces me, not some slutty toaster strudel. That's why I buy Negos, the waffle that shoves it in your face. Each individually packed waffle has a backhanded compliment designed to lower your stomach's self-esteem and your stomach's inhibitions. For example, most guys can't pull off the dad bod look, but you're really confident about it. I think it's cool that you still wear that Indochino suit jacket over your freakishly long arms. I'm not going to lie. It's weird you got a boner when you noticed that the milk was expiring soon. Those are all real things that happen to me. I get excited about expiring contracts. I get excited about expiring foods. And you can get 50% off your first bulk purchase of the Nego waffles using promo code OpenYourFuckingMouth. Probably easy to remember. We talk about it all the time on the podcast.
We do. We talk about it all the time.
So get some Nego waffles.
There was a bee in here. It scared me.
Oh, my God. Don't try to jump on its back and ride it because
I did that one time too.
Yeah, it's a terrifying experience.
It was one of those little ones.
I found you inside a soda can.
Yeah, that was fun. It was a dad's root beer.
Ooh. Underrated soda, honestly. So yeah, check out those Nego waffles. All right. Moving on to the next team in the East, we have the Toronto Raptors. I'm going to just talk about the financial picture of this team. They doomed themselves this summer, Randy.
Oh, do tell.
Well, you get a championship bonus for winning the NBA Finals. It is taxed at a 53.53% rate in Canada. Not even really worth it to win the Finals, honestly. Kyle Lowry earned a total of $1.7 million in bonuses for the All-Star berth.
Oh, no, what's that against the cap?
That's $4.25 million. In luxury taxes.
Oh my God, 'cause there's no luxury tax. Oh no!
Almost $6 million, and you know, that's money they can't get back.
This is scarier than that movie I watched the other day, The Bye Bye Man.
Ooh, The Bye Bye Man. That sounds somewhat scary. I'm not familiar with The Bye Bye Man.
Don't worry about it.
Oh, okay.
It's not as scary as this.
This is terrifying. It's just a terrible decision. So they spent $6 million for a colored piece of paper you can hang in the Raptors. Is that what they did? Oh, and then they get to blow their champagne budget and wear a bunch of elaborate jewelry that a real man shouldn't be wearing on his hands anyway. Ugh, it's terrible.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Oh, this team is. Now, luckily,
if I were running this team, I'd say bye bye to champions, man.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, luckily, they've got four expiring contracts this year. Do you think they can? Is there any way that they're going to be able to move off that heinous Kyle Lowry contract?
Oh God, no!
Because imagine if they made the conference finals again. They're out another $3 million for what? For what? No one in that country cares about.
Well, luckily, it's not going to happen because their entire team is dead men and Stanley Johnson.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, everyone talks so much about Pascal Siakam, but guess what? He's old.
Yeah. Pascal Siakam,
he's 24, I think.
Anybody that's able to legally rent a car in any country is not someone that you should be looking for your acquisitions.
Yeah, he's 25 years old. He's already through his prime.
I want to throw up. Thank God that they're finally going to make these African players produce their birth certificates this year. Because, we got to know their exact ages, but definitely the foreign players, I got to say. prove that you belong
here. Williamson would disagree.
Well, I have some strong feelings about, you know, especially in Canada. It's a white man's country. I'm sorry.
Should we move on?
Well, let's move on. Let's move on, I guess. I kind of blacked out there for a second. Let's move on to the Brooklyn Nets playing in the borough. Spike Lee's home. The site of the setting of the movie Smoke.
Do you want to talk about the team, or do you just want to name things that happened in Brooklyn?
I kind of wanted to name more things. I guess we should move on.
I want to hear about more things in Brooklyn.
Where they have that last exit with the sexual assaults. It's where the Gowanus Canal is, where I definitely have not dumped a body in the past. And it's also where the Huxtables house is. Mm-hmm. One of the finest obstetricians that's out there.
Okay, I don't like this. Keep going.
Oh, sorry. Okay. It's also where my favorite pizza place is.
Please stop. Talk about the team.
Oh, you're right. Okay. The Brooklyn Nets, this is very exciting. I like a few of the moves they made. They added DeAndre Jordan, the 14th best offensive player in basketball by the most important stat that there is, offensive rating.
Of course.
And they're going to pair him with the 8th best offensive player in the NBA, Jared Allen.
Yeah!
And, you know, as a side note, they also acquired the 19th best offensive player, Kevin Durant.
Okay.
Not quite as good on offense as Jordan and Allen, but, you know, he should help them a little bit.
I mean, he's got repeatable shooting motion when his legs work.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. His legs don't work, right?
Well, they don't work. He's down a tendon. So I would suggest two courses of action for the Brooklyn Nets. Either start Henry Ellenson at center and tank because you don't have Kevin Durant this year. It's time to just fold the tent,
try to get some assets,
get some picks. If you're not willing to tank, surgically remove Henry Ellenson's Achilles tendon and implant
it. Give it to Durant. Oh, good idea. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I like this. I mean, Henry Ellenson already is. He's like a Frankenstein already. Mm-hmm. Like he's probably made of dead man's tendons. So
yeah. So they should be able to transfer very easily into another human body.
Do you think, since we're talking about a Frankenstein situation, do you think Kyrie Irving is more Igor or Dr. Frankenstein?
I believe that he would be like Dr. Frankenstein, but he would be like the brother that just has a community college PhD in philosophy.
Okay, you're forgetting a big thing. Do you want to talk about Spencer Dinwiddie's contract?
No.
I've bought so many shares of it.
Oh, you know, I have to say that legally I cannot discuss Spencer Dinwiddie's contract now.
Why?
I was an advisor on the contract provision. And,
okay, how did they lose Tre'Veyon Graham?
Oh my gosh, that's terrible. You know what? That's why they should tank. Just fold the franchise. If you can't value a player like Graham, what are you doing in the NBA?
Okay, seriously, what's the deal with the Dinwiddie contract?
Well, it's a digital token that allows you to a certain amount of investment in Slams and Corp, diversified portfolio. I really cannot talk about this because of SEC.
You told me to put a bunch of money into it.
Yes.
Am I going to get burned again, Brett?
No. It's a great idea. I just can't talk about it publicly because it's such a good investment for everybody.
Okay. I hope I don't get burned again.
Oh, yeah. Well, look, you know,
it's a new Randy this year. I'm sticking up for myself.
No. You're asbestos coated now. You're literally asbestos coated as part of the crystal treatment. All right. We have a new sponsor, where you won't get toasted. It's called Battleship. This is not the children's board game, which is embarrassingly easy to master. I regularly destroy children with my warship placement. Randy, the key is to use smaller, switchier boats. Children are idiots. Battleship is a website where users can vote on what rap battle matchups they'd like to see. Randy, you see, for millennials, ship is talking about people that you want two people to get together, you ship them.
Yeah, no kidding.
A relationship.
I stan shipping. Ooh.
Well, I ship you and Fievel's sister from the movie An American Tale.
That's upsetting.
Well, I mean, neither one of you are human, so I don't feel like
it's... What? It's... I am not human, that is true.
You're a Randy. Yeah.
I'm a Randy.
So, on Battleship.com, you pick your favorite NBA stars, and Battleship turns to its army of bots to goad the week's two highest-voted players into a feud. That's the best thing about social media, bullying people into doing things, whether it is Betty White hosting SNL or people yelling about snakes on planes. Social media is all about bullying. No offense to Shane Gillis, who is a friend. Anyway, Battleship has more beef than a Jordan Peterson diet book, and you can get a trial membership to Battleship.com with promo code SLAMSIZZLE. We talk about it all the time.
We've never talked about that. What is that?
It's my MC name, and you can hear more of those fat Brett Slamson beats over at SoundCloud.com.
Okay.
All right, our final team in the Atlantic Division. Randy, it is the New York Knicks.
The New York what?
The New York Knicks.
Oh, okay. Oh. I thought you said the Nets again.
Oh, no. It's the Knicks.
Okay. They added the number 9 player in offensive rating, Taj Gibson, but there's a problem. He's a fucking dead man.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a plus and a minus.
If they're going to have him,
play him at point guard. I'm glad we agree.
I wanted to, this team is not going to be great. They're tanking again. I love it. 1-year contracts, just acquiring assets of any kind, just not looking at the quality, just amassing as many of them as they can, even if they block each other. That's part of the investment principles we have at Slamson Corp.
100%. Okay.
And I also speaking of Slamson Corp, I wanted to give a personal thank you to James Dolan for his business introductions to other investors.
Mm-hmm. You're friends with him?
Well, JD and the Slate Shot were playing at Hedonism 4 that I went to this weekend. It's very clothing optional, sexually free.
But he wrote that song about you.
Oh, he did. Yeah.
It was not flattering.
No, things got pretty crazy at Hedonism 4. That's actually held on the island where they had the fire festival. But, we had a great time. So thanks, JD.
Okay.
All right. But that does, I believe, wrap it up for the Atlantic Division. Randy, what do you plan to do before we do our next preview?
I got hired by a different presidential candidate.
Oh.
I'm now working for Andrew Yang.
Oh, well, hey, so, you're in the gang.
I'm a mercenary, less of a gang type.
Oh, I see. You're a paladin in a way. You're a soldier of fortune.
Yeah, that's 100% me. I'll work for anybody.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. Well, we'll get to updating these spreadsheets and we'll see you at the next preview. For now, I am Brett Slamson saying, basketball is for machines.
I don't think Brett Slamson knew how to end that episode.
He seemed distressed.
There was something going on there. He said he was friends with Shane Gillis.
And James Dolan.
Uh-huh.
And then he said something pretty racist about Canada.
He said he was pro Cosby. Like, do we have to have him on the show? I like the little guy.
I mean, can we just... If you get canceled on the internet, are you canceled in real life?
I don't know, but I hate it. We need to... He's too alpha. I would ask him to walk it back a bit. Mm-hmm. But last time I contacted him, he threatened to sue me.
That's not great.
Can we get out of this contract?
I'll talk to our lawyer, Damon Agnos.
Okay. Sean, do you have anything you want to plug?
I'm going to have a bunch of basketball content on Yardbarker, so heads up for that. That's all.
As for me, we're on Patreon at patreon.com/roundrockpod. If you feel like giving us money, that'd be great. Also, email us at roundrockpod, tweet at us at roundrockpod. The first one is at roundrockpod@gmail.com. I'm going to say this. You can follow me on Twitter, but I'm a little worried, Sean, about my Twitter account.
Oh, no. What happened?
It's getting too popular.
I have noticed that.
Vogue today wrote an article with the headline, "Need a distraction? Let Frankie Muniz's weird Twitter take you away."
That, I don't like that at all.
No, he... Anyway, September 29th, I tweeted, I think I've reached the age where I need to stop caring about sports before I die from a brain aneurysm.
Ooh.
That's because he's an Arizona Cardinals fan.
I don't like that at all.
Trust the process?
Oh, hold on. I did write a song.
Oh, sorry. I almost forgot. Yeah, Sean, did you write a song?
I did. And this is just inspired by the television show The Righteous Gemstones. And the song is called Contraventin. It's about the salary cap.
That sounds great. Trust the process.
Trust the process.
And shut it down. Let's all invest in Spencer Dinwiddie's weird contract with Brett Sampson.
I don't think that's a good idea.
I don't think so either.
Owner said no, but I did it anyway, contraventing. Commissioner said no tweets, I said I'm gonna contraventing. Comments on Instagram, Kimmel on TV, offering deals with no guarantees. Leak and leak memos, I'm on Twitter venting. Just NBA executives out there contraventing. Union said Nene's deal was a no-go, contraventing. Told Kawhi we could get his old logo, contraventing. Making a secret deal with Joe Smith, telling Kyrie the moon landing was a myth. Bribing agents so he'd stop dissenting. Just GMs and presidents out there contraventing. We thought we could tamper for kicks till the bald man threatened to take draft picks. So much fraud we could end up in San Quentin. So no more tampering and no more contraventing. Hey look! Rob Pelinka's clogging! Hey! He's got a pickle in his mouth! And now a retired GM joined him in the dance! Give it up for Baby Billy King! Adam, we tossed out all our burner phones, we're consenting. Won't barricade DeAndre and his home, we're relenting. Letting the league inspect our text, no more blackmailing players with sex. Gave up the lease to the Hamptons house, we're renting. No more scams and no more contraventing. Respect the cap, no more contraventing.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.